1, 2, 3, 4. Some might be offended that I'm sharing the secret. I'll make an exception because I think you'll keep it. What I'm telling you's true. Cross my heart, hope to die. What have you got to lose? Why would I lie?
Oh, sure.
That's close enough. Hello, and welcome to We Always Lie to Strangers, a podcast about Ozarks, history, folklore, and beyond. My name is Sharp Olson.
I'm Daniel Smiley.
And we might always lie to strangers, but not on the show because we're all friends here. Thank you for joining us. We have another little special episode after the previous episode in which Daniel and Gus went camping without inviting me and Raymond. We ultimately decided it was fair for Raymond to have a week off.
You know, sometimes me and Gus just got to get away.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel and Gus were college roommates, and sometimes they just need to get in a small enclosure together.
We got to get back in that space.
Yeah, not like a zoo enclosure.
No, I mean, it gets weird.
Anyway, for today's special yarn, Daniel's special yarn.
I like special yarn.
This is the first episode that's entirely outside of the Ozarks.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to step out.
It's just barely. I mean, I've noticed in our private conversations that I really didn't push enough that even though the primary focus is the Ozarks, I'm more than willing to touch any part of Arkansas and Missouri. Daniel's a big fan of bridges.
I am. Like, I'm a sucker for infrastructure. I don't know. Pretty fun. And mega projects.
Infra-fucker. Hang on, there's someone knocking at my front door. Give me 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah. I could describe everything in Sharp's room right now for the listeners. It's probably rude. I wonder who's at Sharp's door. Could be anybody. If he doesn't come back in like 5 minutes, I'm probably going to have to go over there. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Oh, sorry about that.
Who's that?
You know what You know, everyone says that you should get to know your neighbors, but if you get to know your neighbors, yeah. you just get your podcast recording interrupted about every third episode, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Anyway, well, and it's more that I have a child and there are kids in the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, I kind of figured.
But Daniel loves a bridge and an
infrastructure.
Infra-sucker. Today we will be learning about the Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge.
Yes.
The primary source is the page from the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. And I usually try to not have the Encyclopedia of Arkansas be the main source for whenever I do stuff. I normally use it just for like fun little supplemental information and also to kind of make it. It also helps stories stay linear. I never use Wikipedia as a source. Though sometimes I will go to Wikipedia pages just to try to find find sources.
Yeah.
So the Wikipedia page for the Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge has 88 sources linked on it.
Holy shit. Is that like one per pontoon?
Oh, man. I don't know if I actually had the exact amount of pontoons. It would actually be a little under. I want to say that there were about 90 pontoons.
Nice.
But then I also, I was clicking on a bunch of the sources on the Wikipedia page, and not all of them, but most of them are photocopies of newspapers from the time. You know, it's whenever the front page, the type is like the smallest font you've ever seen and there's no photos and it's all. So I didn't really do that, which is why the primary source is the Encyclopedia of Arkansas.
That's fine. We're just talking about a bridge.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all it is. So, let's see.
I'm so excited. I had not heard of this, which I'm a little surprised by, because I've been known to frequent the website bridgehunter.com.
Well, this definitely quit existing way before bridgehunter.com.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And
that makes me feel better.
I also, you know, the astute listener might know that Raymond was not paying attention in a previous episode because he was reading about the Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge. So discovered this, and then I did some look into it. The construction for the Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge began in 1889 and was completed in 1891 at a cost of $25,000.
Wow, 2 years.
That's yes.
A and, project.
You know, I didn't put that into an inflation calculator, but I can really fast if you want.
I mean, yeah, may as well.
All right. $25,000 in 1890, which is the midway point of the bridge construction today, would be worth $842,708.79.
Okay. So,
that's a cumulative price change of 3,270.84%.
Wow.
This is from the website in 2013dollars.com.
Nice.
Anyway.
I mean, still less than $1 million for a bridge.
Not a bad. Yeah.
I mean, unless people like died on it.
I don't think so, but it
good.
But we'll find out. It had replaced a private ferry that had operated on a previously constructed military road between Little Rock, Arkansas and Fort Gibson, Oklahoma.
Oh. Previously named Fort Gibson, right?
What did I say?
No, we had talked about that in a different episode.
Oh, Fort Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Fort Gibson was where Henry Starr was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way you worded it, I didn't know what you meant. But
sorry, yeah, that wasn't super clear.
The bridge opened on April Fool's Day, 1891.
Oh, God.
The bridge was over 2,200 feet long and 18 feet wide.
Wow.
Had a load limit of 9,000 pounds.
Okay. So, we're talking, it's like a half a mile long, and it's crossing the Arkansas River at Dardanelle?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I put this in the script, but I believe it's like about 300 feet west of where the Highway 7 bridge is now.
Oh, okay.
That's from what I could tell.
Yeah.
Because some of the, like, I saw a map description, but it didn't have the highway number. It was just like, this new bridge.
Right.
And that's the only bridge I can think of in Dardanelle.
Right.
Off the top of my head. So that's my assumption. When the bridge first opened, the ends of each bridge were connected to piling, or to a piling, I guess. So yeah. only the center portion actually floated.
Okay.
So I didn't actually see how much was connected to the piling, and it just said the center portion floated.
Yeah.
Don't know how much that means, but due to the constant fluctuation in the level of the river, the pilings were ultimately removed and replaced by a steel cable with multiple towers along the bridge to connect the cable.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
You know, it's almost like a bunch of needles and the...
Yeah, almost like a suspension type situation.
Yeah, kind of like that. Initially, I had put in, like, the definition of piling, but I took it out for whatever reason just because I didn't know how many people listening would know what piling was.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, it's just like a big-ass piece of concrete sunken into the earth to anchor something else. Or set something on top of it.
I mean, the piling is normally the supports.
Right.
At the edge of the bridge that is,
yes.
You know, keeping it up. I don't know why I removed the definition. Stupid on my part.
And that's fine.
There was a steamboat also whose sole job was assisting the pontoon bridge and would help deconstruct and rebuild the bridge if it needed to be disassembled because of boats traveling on the river.
Oh, and I didn't think about that.
Whenever they took the bridge apart, the steamboat would act as a ferry while the bridge was taken down. But also, at the same time, imagine if you had to... This isn't a drawbridge. This is a bridge that you're completely deconstructing.
Right.
Just
taking it apart.
So, like, a boat can go through. And this is also... This is before... It would be extra annoying because this is before the McClellan Kerr River Navigation System.
Right, right.
So, I don't think boat traffic was that heavy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. In my mind, like early 20th century, just like half of everybody was just like drunk on a riverboat, which is probably not the way it actually was. But I don't know. I get like Mark Twain vibes from this time thinking about it.
Right.
Surely, I mean, that would have been the most efficient way to travel across the state.
Oh, absolutely.
Would have been on the Arkansas. So,
yeah.
Maybe there was kind of a lot of traffic.
Oh man. So at some point, I found an Encyclopedia of Arkansas page, which was essentially just a listing of every steamboat that exploded in Arkansas. in the 1800s.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to touch on it at some point, but obviously it's possible, but I just never envisioned steamboat disasters on the lower White River of steamboats exploding.
I mean, everything was just like kind of shittier back then, so I imagine there were a lot of accidents.
Oh, yeah. So only a month after its opening, so May 1891, the bridge was nearly completely washed away when the river rose. And so the people that owned the bridge sold it to the residents of Dardanelle.
Okay.
And then I knew I'd put this somewhere in the script because this is very, very worth mentioning. At the time of the bridge's construction in 1891 and all the way until 1918, this was the only bridge over the Arkansas River between Fort Smith and Little Rock.
Holy shit.
Isn't that...
That's wild.
Isn't that such a long distance to
I mean, were there just like more ferries or...
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, this was operating... This area had a ferry before the bridge.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think there were that many ferries. And it's also...
Probably not.
The bridge that was built in 1918 was in Morrilton.
Oh, okay.
I just... Fort Smith, the
Go
Little
Devil
Rock.
Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Go Devil Dogs.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I wonder if there was a lot of demand to cross the river. Because it's not like there was a ton going on. I mean, I guess if you were in the river valley, you could be farming. But, like, in the Ozarks and in the Ouachita south of the river, like, there's not a lot happening at the time.
Oh, yeah, turn of the century, I don't think there was much going on.
I mean, I guess there was a lot of logging. That was kind of when they were getting going on basically clear-cutting the Ozarks.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I think a lot of that industry was moved towards New Orleans. So at that point, you're just throwing stuff on the river and letting it go. You don't need to cross.
Right.
Anyway, I actually haven't read anything about turn of the century Ozarks and River Valley industry. So I have no idea how much
a bridge
was needed.
Speculation's fun.
It's still a long distance. You know.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Now, the Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge was a toll bridge, and the rates were as follows.
Okay.
5 cents for someone on foot, 15 cents for someone on horseback.
Okay.
If you were droving, 5 cents per horse or cow, 25 cents for a buggy, and 35 cents for a double buggy. And then when cars first came to the area, the rate was dependent on size, but was 50 to 75 cents per vehicle.
Wow. God, could you imagine being the first person to drive across that bridge?
It
would be so scary.
I think I would not drive across the bridge if it were up to me.
No.
Did you know that there was an early car factory in Arkansas?
No.
Called the Clymer Car.
Clymer Car. Interesting.
Yeah. And I think it was called the Clymer Motor Corporation. And it was because... From what I understand, the name is because they thought you could climb the mountain of the Ozarks.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, 5 cents in 1891 is $1.69 today.
That's not bad.
And 75 cents is $25. So, but I guess if you have a car, anyway.
You can afford it.
Yeah, I didn't really read much about the Clymer Motor Corporation, but we might talk about it in the future just because... Little Rock had a car company in the early 1900s. In 1928, a sudden rise in the river tore the bridge from its mooring on the banks, and over half of the pontoons were washed away.
Man.
Many times over the years, similar incidents happened, and the owners were ready to move on from the bridge. The Department of Transportation helped repair the bridge for a final time, as a new permanent steel bridge had already begun construction nearby. And when that new bridge was opened on January 17th, 1929, the pontoon bridge was closed and removed. The Dardanelle Pontoon Bridge was the longest pontoon bridge in the United States and potentially the world while it was open.
Wow. Good work, Dardanelle.
Yeah, and that's it.
Nice. We kind of talked about this once before, but there's a handful of floating bridges in Washington State that are still in operation.
Oh, right. Yeah. You talked about that.
I forgot Anyways, they're kind of just on surrounding the Puget Sound in various locations, but they're those, very long and pretty fun.
But those aren't pontoons.
I think so. I mean, I'm sure there's a different word for it now, but I mean, they're just called floating bridges.
I'm gonna hit a goog.
Hit a goog.
Yeah. See, what I like about this being a special, you just got more time for Googling.
Just more time for Googling.
Floating bridge. Wash state. What they float on?
Sure. It's called a pontoon bridge.
All right, so it is pontoons.
Hell yeah. Oh, if there's a picture of the pontoon bridge in Dardanelle on the Wikipedia pontoon bridge site.
Wow. It's the main one?
At the time, reportedly the longest pontoon bridge in the world.
Hmm.
In the world.
Yeah, there we go. Oops. That looks not good. My microphone is making sounds.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Washington State now has the longest floating bridge in the world. According to discoveringwashingtonstate.com, which I wouldn't put too much faith in.
Ah, the Evergreen Point Floating Bridge. It took $4.5 billion to make, but it is also 7,700 feet long.
7,700?
Yeah, so it's like a mile and a half.
Wow. Yeah, I don't trust this website I'm on because there's an ad that says, today's poll, should illegal immigrants receive Social Security?
Wow. What do you think?
Well, it says yes, no, or unsure.
Unsure.
Washington State has 4 floating bridges.
Nice. I think I've been on 2 of them when we were up there a couple summers ago.
There's 20 of them in the world. Where are
surprisingly few
the floating bridges? All right, we're going to do a live game show really quick.
Okay.
Where do you think they are? I bet outside of Washington State, I bet Japan, and I bet Scandinavia somewhere.
I'm going to go
or the Netherlands,
China, and India.
Well, the first one that comes up, I said I wouldn't get on Wikipedia, but here we are. List of pontoon bridges. The longest, number 1, 2, and 3 are all in Washington Street. Washington Street.
Nice.
Washington Street.
Yeah.
Number 4, Guyana.
Weird. Okay.
Number 5, Washington State. Number 6, Guyana. Number 7, Norway.
Okay.
So then Australia has 1. Belarus has 1. Canada has 1. China has 2. Curacao has 1.
Nice.
Egypt has 1. Guyana has 2. India has 1. Norway has 2. Spain has 1. Turkey has 1. UAE, the United Arab Emirates, has 1. Mm-hmm. United States has 1. Well, this also has the Dardanelle pontoon bridge.
Won't die.
So maybe this isn't. Maybe this is why we don't use Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't expecting Guyana and Curacao to be mentioned in the podcast today, but that's just part of the fun.
Absolutely. I mean, fun and floating bridges. It's perfect.
Anyway, that was the we've been we always lie to strangers. I've been Sharp.
I have been Daniel Smiley. Thank you for listening to us talk about bridges for a while.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week, or whatever. God, whatever.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Sharp. I mostly used the Encyclopedia of Arkansas page for the pontoon bridge, along with a couple of tidbits from the Wikipedia page. But I also used an article by Cheryl Nichols of the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program called Construction of the Military Road Between Little Rock, Arkansas and Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. Thanks. Back to our regular programming next week. Bye.